All right, here we are. It's tomorrow.
I love the future.
Oh my God, we're living in the future. This has been a full 2-day process for us.
Yes.
And I think now it's time to interview our test subject.
The next experiment.
And now it's time to interview specimen 4723. No, RP.
RP!
Okay, now. I discovered, like I'm Tyra Banks in your Winnie Harlow. I found out about RP because I saw Bologna at Oasis, where I was also performing in San Francisco, and you are a burlesquer in this performance troupe.
Yeah. It's kind of like, we bill it as a gay all-male review, even though it's not just completely gay and it's not completely male.
You do burlesque too?
It's kind of. It's like a theatery, strippy, comedic, weird. It's a very strange show, but it's a lot of fucking fun.
And this is with a troupe.
Yeah, the show is called Bologna, and then so they have like a set amount of people who are in each show, and some of them, a lot of them are the same, and sometimes they add new people, so it kind of rotates a little bit.
So are you an official piece of bologna?
Yeah. Like I'm like a piece of meat. I'm just like in that Oscar Mayer sealed wrap. That's me. Just like
guests are like the pimento olives that are.
Oh yes. My God, I hate bologna, brother. It's my least favorite lunch meat.
That was the only meat I used to eat as a kid. Like endless sandwich.
Really?
And now it grosses me out. But
I can't with bologna at all.
Yeah.
How long have you been with the shrew?
So I did my first, actually the show that Bob saw was my first, my first run with them, yeah. And then so I just was in Palm Springs, we did a show in Palm Springs, and then we just did our best of show, like at the end of the year.
Sure. I was mesmerized because RP is so tall.
Right, you're 6'4".
Yeah.
And RP was wearing these, Mylar stretch, gold.
Yeah.
Were they pants or were they shorts?
LeMay. So it was like a body top that was like a crop long sleeve top, and then like kind of like capri pants, but like it's like that when the hole is cut out, but half of it is still on, so it's kind of like. It's somewhat see through, but like it's like a and it's
every
so uncomfortable.
Bob has no shade. You have two outfits in that fabric.
Not to this day. You mean back in the day, most haunt me, but I don't have none of that on this day.
Back in the day, like a year ago.
You are fully wearing my old outfits. I don't even think I have all the footage of that one. This thing, and I remember thinking to myself, "Why is this guy so tall?" My first thought was, "This guy's a big butt." Yeah. I remember thinking like a pronounced. It's not like Monet, but that Monet. Yeah. Monet's ass is like a co-producer on the show. Exactly. But I remember thinking this is really a pronounced butt.
Yeah.
Was my first.
So you got cakes and you got in the front and the back.
Cakes and logs.
You know, Jesus is. You know, he
a biscuit.
Suck me up, honey.
He's not always fair when he doles out the things.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you get what you get. You don't get upset. So, do you consider yourself a burlesquer?
Not like a traditional like burlesque dancer. I don't tend to do like the whole number building, like that type of way. Like Bologna kind of integrates burlesque like into the performances, but a lot of the time it's kind of more traditional theater, like scenes that kind of play out to music. There's not like a lot of talking, but kind of like scenarios. Like you'll have. Like one of the skits in the best of was two guys on a date and one guy's getting talked to on Grindr by a guy. So it's kind of like modern date. It's like while talking to someone on Grindr while you're trying to like have a date and kind of like that type of element. And the waiter is the one who's messaging him on Grindr.
Ooh! Oh, I love stories like that. It's layered.
It tells a lot of stories. And so they do a lot of like a lot of it's really funny, but sometimes they have some like tender things, like two guys in a basement for the first time.
Like
if
that Grindr's Tinder.
Okay. Yeah.
I get it. Same thing, but with Tinder instead.
Yes. Also, I love that this is all under the name of Bologna. Literally the most unsexiest thing you can think of. It's kind of cute.
How did you get involved with Bologna?
I got involved with Bologna because the choreographer, Rory, messaged me.
Oh my God.
Rory Davis.
I love her.
Yeah, she choreographed. So she's one of the co-creators.
You don't know Rory.
I don't know Rory. I'm fucking with you.
I don't know Rory.
I know she don't know Rory. Monet is on some other shit right now. She really
is.
This is
what that guy last night.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking about Rory, sorry.
Yeah, I know you love her. And So he just asked me to come take like his dance class, and then he was like, oh, I do this show, Baloney, and so then I just kind of got to be involved with it. What I weirdly also went to college with his cousin, who's like one of my really good friends from college, so that's how he like kind of found me in San Francisco.
I live.
Yeah, it was like nice. Like, nepotism.
And what about the, what was it? Nepotism. And what about the other show that you, the other troupe, the improv troupe?
Yeah, so I was performing with the San Francisco Neo Futurists, and it's kind of like improv, but it's not improv.
Neo Futurists, it sounds very scary.
There's a troupe in New York too, actually, and it originated in Chicago 30 years ago, and the show is called The Infinite Wrench, and it's an ongoing, ever-changing attempt to perform 30 plays in 60 minutes.
30 plays is it? So it's like, it's like that kid on Facebook who does the like all the musicals in like 5 minutes?
Kind of, but we write all the material ourselves, so it's all plays that we've written, and then all the numbers hang from a clothesline, and then we start a timer and the audience shows numbers, and then we pull the numbers, so in any order.
It is drag suicide.
Drag suicide.
But it's acting, it's not singing.
For normal people.
It can kind of be anything. So like the big concept of neo-futurism is it's not improv because we're not playing characters, we're always ourselves on stage, and then so it's kind of like we don't pretend, like we're never like, "Thistles are gone." We're like, "That's your fingers pointing at me." So it's kind of like what you can do with.
So you gotta actually bring a gun if you want some shit to pop
up. Yeah, if you really want to pop up, you gotta really bring that gun. You gotta get that 3D printed gun.
Oh, my fingers wasn't enough, and then you pull out a fucking Glock.
Like you as the man with that shotgun.
Exactly. But you had a tumultuous breakup with the neo-futurists. You were the Effie White of the group. Yep. They kicked you out after hiring a skinnier, younger version of you.
Exactly.
Even when you were pregnant with your big dick.
Yeah, that's a lie. I just haven't been feeling that well, honestly.
But you're not with them anymore. It wasn't actually tumultuous. I wish it was like a mess.
Yeah, you came here to break your silence about why you left there.
My tell-all about the neo-futurist.
I know, I wish it was that dramatic, but it's like really just not. It's just I've been doing it for 3.5 years. And
you're like, thanks, guys.
Yeah, time to do something else. We had to like kind of save the company in the middle of it because of like a whole thing with the founder from Chicago like a while ago. So then it was just like a lot of work for a year and a half. And then after you do it for a long time, you're like, okay, I want to just have time to do everything else. Because you have to be in the show 25 weeks out of the year when you're active with it, and then you're like writing and you're doing it every Friday, Saturday, so it just takes up a lot of your time.
So that is a lot of big commitment. Yeah, yeah.
We don't even commit that much to this podcast.
Hello. Y'all like y'all getting this shit.
But you should audition if you're in San Francisco and interested.
Audition.
You know what? I will. Fuck this shit. I'm done with drag. I'm about to be a futurist.
Yeah. A neo futurist.
I'm intrigued by your Instagram persona.
Yeah.
Because it's really interesting.
Uh-huh.
Because you always call yourself mom.
Uh-huh.
You're always like, mom got a new outfit, or mom's getting crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or be a picture of you in what just looks like thrift store chic.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, mom went shopping. She's living her life.
Totally.
So tell me about your mom persona. Mom.
I feel like I somewhat dress like an 80s suburban mom sometimes, and I just feel like a cool mom. Like I think I'm stylish, but I think it's also a little like frumpy a little bit sometimes. Uh-huh. After I did actually Baloney for Best Of, I had this like straight couple come up talk to me, and they were like, "You're really great in the show. You're really sexy." And then the guy kind of went in, and he was like, "But what are you wearing? It's like so frumpy," and it was just this really beautiful, colorful sweater into like these mom jeans I have that I wear high waist. And he's like, "You're wearing it really high up on your waist, and you can't see your sexy V's." And I was like, "This straight man is like coming for my fucking fashion." And then the girl was kind of agreeing, and my face was just like,
"Straight people be having some motherfucking balls, don't they?"
Right, listen, straight dude, take off your Oakley sunglasses first of all. Let's start with that one, honey.
I'm gonna tell your girlfriend, go wash your fucking pussy.
Your breath smell like pussy.
You guys, sit your ass all the way down.
I know. I was just like, I didn't even ask you, and like it just totally turned. Like I just get like really stone cold face from people, and I think they could tell because like they slowly just kind of started. We're like, okay. And they just kind of like backed away, and they're like, "Yeah, have a good night." And I was like,
Say their name. We gonna shout Jessica and Robert. Names. Jessica and Robert, y'all rude as hell.
So now, I feel like a lot of people probably have a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. So we have some questions from our listeners and our Twitter fans.
Work.
These are some interesting questions. These are y'all's questions. The question is, does it float or does it sink in the bathtub?
It floats.
It floats?
Wait, does a dick sink in the bathtub?
I mean, I guess like when it's underwater, it kind of feels like it's suspended, right? Like I don't think of it as like sinking down.
It's just so heavy, just like fucking Magneto in the tub, bro.
I just, like, I mean, human bodies are heavier than that. We float in water. It's yeah. like a kind of
no, that's true.
The physics.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you fucking idiot. It floats, you piece of shit.
Next question.
It's just like stealing my balls.
Right.
Does it hit the water in the toilet?
It depends on the toilet, but often no, because I'm more of a grower too than like, it doesn't like hang its full size. But if it was like semi, yes.
Also, it probably depends on where you are too, because let me tell you right now, as a world traveler, I've learned this, and when they, this is something, it's like only you'll know if you travel, especially within Europe. If you go to London, bitch, there is maybe 3 ounces of water in the toilet.
It's so ridiculous.
And the toilet's flush like they are running out of water. Yeah. Bitch, you go over to fucking Norway, and they when the toilet's flush, it's like they're trying to banish your shit to another dimension. It is a rip. I mean, just like water splashing out.
It's like Ursula the Little Mermaid.
You're just like white water rafting.
Yeah. You're like, why is this? It's like...
But also, in the UK, it's literally... It's like you're shitting in a well. It's like a laundry with like 2 ounces of water.
Yeah, then you'd be like, I don't want nobody to come over. You'd be trying to splash. Like, it's like hitting against the wall.
Streaks,
like,
just like.
You're like, how do I get this shit out of the toilet? Like, no one can come. You'd be in there like panicking. Like, if anyone comes over, and like, I'm going to be like, it's not normally like this. I'm sick. Because America, we are used to shitting in a gallon of water.
Right. Yeah.
It is, oh my God, it's so, get y'all shit together. I know y'all toilets and y'all plumbing is old.
In Australia too.
But get y'all shit together.
Goes the other way too, right?
No, because now they have a new system where the water just comes down like, oh, it's
from
weird.
The ceiling.
It doesn't like,
it doesn't do the spin.
It doesn't spin, it just goes like, it's very strange.
Yeah, it's too much for me. All right. when you were in Scandinavia, you're like, what is going on?
That's where all the mythology comes from.
Okay, how big is too big for you? Have you met that person? You're like, this is not happening, not on this day.
No.
Oh, okay.
But if you like want to give me that experience, like you can find me.
Excuse me, us.
Yeah.
We's married now. do you think, I have a little sidebar question. Okay. Do you think you could take you? Like if someone had your dick.
Well, you took the black guy with a dick an inch bigger than
his. I didn't take it. I just played with it. Like a cat? I think so. Yeah. Just kind of. He's a very tall man. I think so. I think the dedication and, I mean, if the guy was like really hot too, I'd just be like,
bust it open.
Like flood my gates.
Also, whenever someone says, like, are you hung? I always want to, or big dick, I always want to respond, why, do you have a big asshole? I always think it's just a really funny response. Like, why, do you have a really big asshole?
Okay, do you ever get tired of the, have you ever found a bottom who could take it question? I'm sure you get that a lot. It's probably fucking annoying.
Yeah, I mean, you do, yeah. A lot of bottoms are like, oh no, like, I could definitely take it. I'm like, yeah, like, a lot of people have.
I'm like, you ain't special. You ain't getting no gold star at the end of this fun session, okay?
But some people, like, even if they can't fully take it, their ass still feels great, you know? So it's like, you don't have to do it all the way. It's like, some guys are like, oh, can you ever get deep-throated? And some guys can deep-throated, but then it's like, chomping at the bit at the back, and you're just like, I don't want it. I don't want that. Like, I don't need that. Like, you can still feel good without it being forced all the way down.
Right. And open your motherfucking throat.
Yeah.
Do some vocalises before you take that dick.
Yeah, get that soft out.
Get that soft out. Oh, yes!
I'm not a singer. I don't know.
You have bitch. You had a prayer.
That is like, I had a voice teacher who used to tell people in the studio, it's like, you're deep putting a 9-inch cock, and then he got in trouble for saying that to female students. Then he had to say like a stovepipe. So it'd be like, you're taking a stovepipe, sweetie.
What the fuck is a stovepipe?
It's like a pipe that you put on a stove.
Yeah, like a crack pipe.
Well,
and it looked like a 9-inch dick.
I was gonna say what?
Also, to be fair, most of the questions were like, what's his number? Can I come over?
I know, whores.
My favorite question was, is he normal or is he straight? Because this will change the nature of my question.
Normal or straight?
Yeah, that really tickled me pink.
Is he normal or is he gay? Like, gay being normal?
Is he normal like us? Or is he straight like you motherfuckers watching at home?
Like Robert and Jessica, who asked a question about
talking about your fucking mom jeans. That's so shady.
That is so shady. What the fuck was he wearing is my question.
It was relatively stylish, but I don't know. I was just kind of like, nah, I was like, I was just naked for so long, and now I'm just trying to wear a sweater, and like, thanks for the compliment, I guess.
What, because I had clothes, I have some statements about those clothes, too. Like, really, LeMay?
He probably wanted a dick, that's the real tea.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Especially over there in San Francisco, everybody just, woo-hoo.
Yeah, everyone.
Yeah, San Francisco is the land of open.
Oh, very that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to San Francisco, and this guy, we were trying to remember, and he was setting up an orgy in my hotel room. I was like, I'm asking this girl. I said, you and me. He's like, yeah, Steve.
We have invited people over. Invite you to a group chat on Grindr. No, mistake.
Right. Oh my god, the group chats on Grindr.
Have you used them?
I mean, no.
I've never been invited to one, to be honest.
I have been invited to one, and I was quickly like, this is not my thing. I'm like, no.
Also, to be fair, group chats are annoying no matter where they are. Like, I'm over your group chats, unless you are my close personal friends. And even then,
hello?
Even then, a half hour I'd just be ignoring it.
We're one together, and I literally never respond because I can't.
Yeah, I'm like, I respond like once every couple of months.
I mean, like,
but Mateo and Patty Taylor be like,
that is not true. I barely respond. It's Mateo and Taylor that blow the shit
out. No, Patty, every day you have 9 posts.
That's mentioned. Patty often on the thing. Patty be posting. Now, Patty, we have this group thread, and Patty's always posting like accounts that are private.
Unavailable.
So it'd be like image unavailable. That. I have followed like 6 private accounts.
And still. Patty's
like, this is literally the funniest thing you have. And I check it out and it'd be like, bottoms be like, and I was like, not worth it.
It's not worth it at all.
But one of the ones that I loved the most was recently, it was on Best of Grindr, and it said, when tops get accused of being a bottom, and it was that girl from Bad Girls Club, and she was like, you don't know what that does to me. You don't know what that does to me. All right, let's take like 2 or 3 more questions.
Yeah.
Have you performed oral on yourself?
I have like been able to lick the tip a little bit, but I also am very tall, even though I'm kind of flexible.
Right.
And it's just kind of one of those, like, it's just like too much work after a while. I'm just like, wow, this is a deep lower back stretch. I don't want to like, focus on being hard at that point.
You know? Right.
So, you got to go into your vinyasa. Yeah. Bring it around.
Yeah, bring it all around.
Bring it around.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Can you do a split?
On the right side, yeah. Yeah, I have some
sense. You mean right leg forward?
Yeah, right leg forward.
I can do the other way. I can do left leg forward. I can do right leg forward.
Yeah, I started getting a little like sciatica in my left leg, so I'm trying to like work on that.
You are
like,
a mom.
I know, like
sciatica.
Like, I literally am telling you.
Can you put your leg behind your head?
Like this thing?
Yeah, like
probably if I warmed up my hips enough.
Okay, work.
Okay, how do you hide your boner when you get one in public?
I don't.
You just show.
I don't think I get that many boners in public in general. I mean, I guess you can tuck it under the waistband a little bit, but it still would show.
Well, that's also, see, now I'm not an upper, I'm a downer.
Like so, because
my penis curves down, this is too much information for you all. So if I were to tuck it into the waistband, it would just be pointing forward.
Yeah, like
it would be like, hey, give him the hug. Like it goes,
But then can you like tuck it under? Like
yeah, I just push it straight to the back.
Yeah,
I get done. See you, but so wait. So when it does happen, you're just like whatever. It's there.
Yeah, kind of. It's just gotta be like part of it. I mean, it's like. I mean, it's. I guess for a while, you'd be like self-conscious about it, but then you just have to be like, it's just part of my body.
It's just my dick.
I mean, and like women, the way I think about it is like when they're like, oh, women don't like cover up because if you just have it, like, it's kind of just like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm sorry, people in San Francisco do not cover. One time I walked out of the Castro Theater, there was a man standing on the street wearing 2 articles of clothing.
A sock.
A boot on each foot. That was it. In, just on the street, just like.
Yeah.
Was it nice?
It was decent, but it was soft. So it was a low hanging soft dick, but it was just so strikingly odd. And I said, Peaches, what is, I said, and Peaches was like, not, they weren't moving away. Cause he looked a little nutty.
Crazy, yeah.
Like it didn't look, he looked like he was a little nutty. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Peaches, you guys don't avoid crazies in San Francisco. And she, cause in New York City, we don't fuck crazy people.
You smell a crazy person in my, literally.
Yeah, you fucking beat it.
You like, beat it, girl.
We don't make eye contact. We don't talk to them. Yeah. And I said, if I seen Peaches talk to crazy people. And I was like, y'all don't avoid crazy folks. She goes, if we avoided all the crazy people, we just have nowhere to go.
Well, I'm also, wouldn't be talking like how in San Francisco.
Yeah,
in general.
That's so like, crazy to me.
Yeah, but there, I mean, yeah, there's just people are everywhere, and you just, I mean, half the people, they're kind of crazy, but they're not that crazy.
Yeah.
No, they're not so bad. But yeah, the nudity thing is pretty funny.
Are you afraid of breaking your dick? Like bending it?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If it's not, the worst part is if someone's trying to sit on it, and it's not, like, fully, fully hard, like, it can kind of, like, do it. I know, right? It makes you, it makes me, like, do that, too. Sometimes I think about it, and I'm just, like, done sitting on it right now, because it's just not going to be a winning situation.
Right.
Totally, yeah, that's the worst, because it's not fully happened or anything, but, like, it started to, and you're just like, huh! And immediately you're like,
could you imagine? So what happens if you break your dick and you just like pop
it? Okay, it doesn't break. I think what would happen is you probably bruise your dick.
No, I think it like tears the tissue.
Yeah, bro, it's like a muscle. It's a big muscle down there.
I don't think a dick's not a muscle.
Not a muscle.
Oh.
Your heart's a muscle, but your dick's not a muscle.
Oh.
Well, you only have muscle at the base of your dick and kind of going, yeah, but no, your dick's not a muscle, so.
Oh my God, but
it's a reptile tissue, yeah.
Because if it was a muscle, you could make your dick like.
Yes, you can. I can.
Well, you can make it.
Your dick cannot. Your dick cannot like.
Yes, we can, honey. You don't know me.
You don't know my this life. Way. Yeah, your dick's all like. Okay, two more.
Okay. Do you ever feel like you are only valued for your penis?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think some people feel like they can be fetishized mm-hmm. for it.
That's a bit of questions.
Yeah, but I kind of like the fetishizing too. It's kind of hot to be someone's like fantasy for that reason. So mm-hmm. it doesn't really like bother me because it kind of turns me on. So that's fine. Also because I really like myself as a person too. So I've never felt like this is the only thing that makes me up because I'm like, I have a winning personality.
I'm just kidding. I mean, can I ask you a question, Monet? Do you ever feel fetishized? Because you guys don't know. I mean, you guys probably do know. Monet has a very big ass. Like, Monet is shaped like somebody's auntie. Like, you know when your hips are wider than your shoulders? It's like crazy. Do you ever feel like guys looking up with you only because of your ass?
Yeah, it's definitely happened.
Now, how's that feel for you?
I like it. I'm like, it's great. You should want it.
It kind of feels nice, right? Because they're just like, it's amazing. And you're like, it is amazing.
But also when they hook in the ass, I'm like, oh my God, I have a big dick too. I'm like, you get the best of both worlds, honey.
Yeah.
When they have, it's honey baked hams. will you try tucking?
I would try tucking, yeah.
I mean, I feel like, well, for the purpose of this, in my mind, tucking is such an ordeal. I mean, I would, if I were you, I would, if we were to do it and make it not take forever, mm-hmm. you should do it with a gaff and not, I would not put tape because you have, it's, that's a whole.
Well, Naomi uses tape. She's pretty well done.
No, it's not about the size of your dick. I'm talking about for the.
Oh, like doing it. Yeah.
Because we have to have you, because if you were to tape it, you have to shave your crotch.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing. I feel like I'm doing that, yeah.
And if you were to tuck using a gaff, you would just have to.
It's kind of like a thong-ish.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's kind of like a thong. It's basically what a gaff is.
And it like holds it up.
And the gaff, what it basically does is smushes your nuts into your lower abdomen.
Yeah.
And it just pulls your dick between your legs.
But honestly, also like queens who have, for some reason, queens who have a bigger situation, they just wear like four pairs of tights and you're fine. Hmm. Honestly.
Yeah.
Just like put your dick back and just put on like four pairs of tights and it 90%, it's like a 90% success rate.
The only thing that will stop you from tucking well is big nuts.
Yeah.
That's really the only
thing. Big balls are the issue. That's why Cracker has to do like a duct tape underwear.
That's why Cracker wears a diaper.
Cracker literally makes a duct tape jock strap.
I've seen it. She puts in a jock strap, then she makes, you know how you make a wallet out of duct tape? She wraps the jock strap in duct tape and then she puts on like her crazy pants.
Yeah.
But then like, do you tuck for things that you know you don't really have to tuck for?
Yeah, balls no, that's what
I,
out.
Like, that's what I would think. So like, wouldn't you just,
oh, girl, that is a bad knee. Watch out. Somebody snap.
What a bitch.
yeah. If you wear a dress like this, you don't have to tuck. Yeah, if you wear like a leotard or a catsuit.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
But some girls be doing it just for the fantasy. I'm like, you live your life.
One time, Bob the Drag, when I first started doing drag, you know, I was probably like a few months into it, and he made me come to his show, and I was at his home without any tucking anything. So I was like, he's like, Monet, come to my show for me. I was like, with me. I was like, sure. And I showed up at his gig without tucking, and then in the first 2 seconds I'm there, my dick and balls are just out. And I was like, this one, I can't remedy the situation. So I did the whole show, just my dick and balls out, all over Wootoo's out, and it's messy. All over the internet.
It was mad messy.
fun time.
Link below.
It was very Brooklyn Dry.
Last question. This is probably the most important question. Mm-hmm. What did you think of Monet's sponge dress?
Oh my God. It's season two. We're leaving that in season one.
This was the number one question on Twitter.
Which sponge dress?
The first one.
The first one, the OG.
The OG.
The OG, the gal.
The OG SD. The gal.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Dress, yeah.
Oh, RP. We are meant to be together.
Yeah, totally.
You hate and you mad. He don't like purses. They whack as hell. They're done.
Okay, you are fully putting words in his mouth.
He literally just said that to me when we hugged.
And whispered in your ear.
He whispered. You didn't hear it.
I have a thing against purses.
Yes.
And she's just a sponge queen. Obsessed with sponges.
He didn't say the last part, but he said everything else.
Anyway, that wraps up our time with RP. Thank you so much. You all can follow RP right here on Twitter.
Yes, girl. Listen.
Are you on Twitter?
Yeah, but I don't really use Twitter.
Instagram. Well, they can follow you anyway. Yeah. All right, you can follow RP right here on Twitter and right here on Instagram. And right here, this is his home address.
Well,
the last four of his social, and this is his mother's maiden name.
We don't know. Are they really going to land here? We
should say. I mean, they can. I think they can go wherever they want them.
Okay. Listen, we love you guys. This has been another lovely episode of Sibling Rivalry. We now have Dick Moles galore. We might be selling them at Christmas.
Woo! For the children.
R. Kelly. So we have the molds here, and you all get to see them right away because that's how the internet magic works. But, so we didn't have enough solution to make two dildos. It took almost two full packs.
I don't think you wanted it bad enough.
Maybe you're right. But also, as I was filling the thing up, I turned and I fully knocked over the dildo. So I did spill a tiny amount, but it just so little on the floor.
Yeah, it wasn't that much.
Because it's pretty thick. It stayed in there. And it hit the floor, and I was like, oh shit, and I'm screaming, and I'm scraping up dick juice was off the ground.
Yeah, yeah, it's like my eye.
When you think I was queen, yeah. I was like, ah! And I'm like wiping up dick juice off the ground. Also, we decided to add glitter to it. I thought it would fit mom's personality.
Yeah, totally. She likes a fun dildo, you know what I mean?
I'm a cool dildo. I'm not a normal dildo.
You know, one that you can just like keep on the shelf.
Can I take this out?
I feel like you should keep it in there in case we want to mold it in the future, but you've already started ruining it. So
No.
Yeah. So we will have one full dildo available to you, the fans, via RP. Mm-hmm. Kelly, I'm just kidding.
That's like a deep cut.
So if you have a dick that is, we know for a fact, at least a little over 8.5 and 6 around, get to Clone of Willie's because they weren't expecting.
You hear that, Naomi?
This volume.
Yeah.
All right, so to see what this looks like, please go to our Patreon. We're not putting dildos on YouTube. There
Girl,
are kids
we ain't
here.
Getting fired.
Okay? But you can go to siblingrivalrypodcast.com/support, and for $5 a month, you will get a chance to see the realness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
The realness.
Yeah.
My realness.
This a dick, honey.
Touch it. Catch it. Flavor of this fuel.
It smells like dick, too.
Your dick smells like rubber? Mm-hmm. Wait, put a condom on it.
Yeah.
Cover your pecker before you wreck her.
Or if you sheepskin.
Or just like get on prep.
True.
And flood the gates.
Just. Your cup overflowing.